Volume 14. My love and my life, guide my hand, and be together with me as I write, so that not I, but you, will do everything. You will dictate to me the words, that they all may be light of truth. Do not permit that I put anything of myself, but rather let me disappear, so that you yourself may do everything, and the honor and the glory may be all yours. I do this only to obey. And you? Do not deny me your grace. February 4th, 1922. Love, wandering and rejected, bursts into sobs of crying. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen, all panting. His breath was fire. And clasping me to himself, he told me, "My daughter, I want refreshment for my flames. I want to pour my love out. But my love is rejected by creatures. You must know that in creating man, I issued a quantity of love from within my divinity, which was to serve as primary life of creatures, for them to be enriched, sustained, fortified, and for help in all their needs. But man rejected this love, and my love has been wandering from the time man was created, and it keeps going round without ever stopping. Rejected by someone, it runs to someone else in order to give itself, and as it is rejected, it bursts into sobs of crying. So, lack of correspondence forms the crying of love. Now, while my love goes wandering and runs to give itself, if it sees someone who is weak, poor, it bursts into sobs of crying and says to him, "Ah, if you did not make me go wandering and had given me a place in your heart, you would have been strong, and you would lack nothing." If it sees someone else falling into sin, it bursts into sobs. "Ah, if you had let me enter into your heart, you would not have fallen." For another whom it sees dragged by passions, muddied with earth, love cries, and sobbing, it repeats to him, "Ah, if you had taken my love, passions would not have life over you. The earth would not touch you. My love would be enough for you in everything." So, in each evil of man, small or great, love has a sob of crying, and continues to go wandering in order to give itself to man. And when, in the Garden of Gethsemane, all sins presented themselves before my humanity, each sin carried the sob of my love. And all the pains of my passion, each blow of the lash, each thorn, each wound, were accompanied by the sob of my love. Because if man had loved, no evil could have come. Lack of love germinated all evils, and even my very pains. In creating man, I acted like a king who, wanting to render his kingdom happy, takes a million and puts it in circulation, so that whoever wants it may take of it. But as much as it circulates, only a few take a few cents. Now, the king is anxious to know whether the peoples are taking the good he wants to do to them, and he asks whether his million is finished, so as to put out more millions. But he is answered, "Majesty, just a few cents." The king feels sorrow in hearing that his people are not receiving his gifts, nor do they appreciate them. So, going out into the midst of his subjects, he begins to see some covered with rags, some infirm, some starving, some shivering with cold, some homeless. And in his sorrow, the king bursts into sobs of crying and says, "Ah, had they taken my money, I would see no one giving me dishonor, covered with rags, but rather well-dressed. Nor would I see them infirm, but healthy. I would see no one starving and almost dead from hunger, but full. Had they taken my money, no one would be homeless. They could very well have built themselves a room in which to take shelter." In sum, for each misfortune he sees in his kingdom, he has a sorrow, a tear, and he grieves over his million, which the ingratitude of the people rejects. But the goodness of this king is so great that in spite of such great ingratitude, he does not withdraw this million. He lets it continue to circulate, hoping that other generations may take the good which others have rejected, and so he may receive the glory of the good he has done to his kingdom. So I do. My love, which has come out, I will not withdraw. It will continue to go wandering. Its sobbing will last still, until it finds souls who would take this love of mine down to the last penny, so that my crying may cease, and I may receive the glory of the dowry of the love that I have issued for the good of creatures. But do you know who the fortunate ones are who will make the sobbing of my love cease? The souls who will live in my will. They will take all the love rejected by the other generations. With the power of my created will, they will multiply it as much as they want, and for as many creatures as have rejected it from me. Then will its sobbing cease, and the sob of joy will take its place. And love, satisfied, will give to these fortunate ones all the goods and the happiness which the others did not want.